Shus HaRav, who is not here because at his insistence, he's outside and I'm inside, despite my discomfort that I'm sitting in the Beis HaRazim and he is outside the Ohel. Tonight is a night like no other. As the very nigun of Eicha that we're about to begin reminds us, and Eicha will take us through different losses that Klal Yisrael has suffered. Eicha, of course, itself, focuses on what happened in Yirmiyahu's time, the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash, and then the keynotes tonight, and far more so tomorrow, will update that. The keynotes will add the destruction, the suffering, the time of the second Beis HaMikdash, the suffering of the Crusades, suffering of the Holocaust. So many tzaras that Klal Yisrael has endured. And even within Eicha alone, so many different pieces and so many different aspects of tzara. Eicha speaks about what happened to the young people, and Eicha speaks about what happened to the older people. Eicha speaks about suffering of an intensely personal type, the Tochal and Nashim Priyam, families ripped apart and people lowered to terrible places. And Eicha speaks about the national angle as well. The fourth parak, as we'll, Mitzvah Hashem, talk about tomorrow, fourth parak focuses on the tragic loss of Yoshiyahu, the last truly sovereign king of the Malchus Beis David, a number of years before the destruction of Beis HaMikdash, but the loss of Jewish leadership. And yet, despite the fact that there seem like there are so many disparate pieces and so many different angles and facets of tzara, even within Eicha alone, yet there are also threads that tie it together. One, of course, is the word Eicha. That word Eicha, which begins most of the prakim of the Megillah. And more than the word is the meaning of Eicha. A sense of how and a sense of why. That works its way through the entire Megillah. But wondering and trying to make sense and perplexed, not only the how and the why of Eicha, but the second thread that runs through it is the thread of the badad, the sense of loneliness. And those of you who are in touch with Israeli relatives, Israeli friends, following the news in Eretz Yisrael, you know that that's a word that has new currency. That badad is a part of everyday talk now in the state of Israel. Because bidud, to be put into bidud, is to be put into isolation. Bidud, hesger, to be alone. To be alone. And yet, while the events of the last half a year, yes, it's been half a year, have been in many ways singular and unprecedented in our lifetimes. And we have certainly, so many of us had so many different types of loneliness that we could not even have imagined. Last Rosh Hashanah, last Tisha B'Av. But Klal Yisrael, it's unprecedented in our lifetimes, but Klal Yisrael is certainly no stranger to being badad. Over the course of our history, there have been many times where we have been badad from one another, we have felt alone and estranged from other Jews. And there have been many times when we have felt badad from our Kadosh Baruch Hu, lonely and apart from the Ribono Shel Olam. And that is also a theme that throughout the Megillah, Ein la menachem, Klal Yisrael looks around and there's no one who's going to carry us and no one who's going to care for us. All the friends that we thought we had as a nation suddenly disappeared, all our fair-weather friends. Rechak mimeni menachem, later in the Megillah. Whoever would console me is far away, remote. This feeling of Eicha and this feeling of Badad. But there are also two other threads that work their way through the Megillah. Aside from the Eicha and aside from the Badad, they're not really answers. to the question of Eicha. But perspective and practical responses, action steps forward. What do we do when we are feeling and wondering Eicha? And what do we do when we're feeling profoundly alone, remote from each other, remote from the Ribono Shel Olam? Two other threads. Number one is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is certainly not absent from this Megillah. 6 months ago, Megillah Esther, we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name does not appear. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name appears so many times. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so present throughout Megillah Eicha. And much as we feel far, Yirmiyahu channels our sense of trying to make sense of what we see. We don't understand how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is operating. We don't feel Him in our lives. And yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so, ironically, so present in the Megillah. It's like in so many parts of Sefer Tehillim. What characterizes all of Sefer Tehillim, then the good times and the bad times, but David HaMelech was always speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Eicha a little bit is like those prakim of Tehillim. When we're feeling far, but yet we feel the capacity to turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shivchi kamayim libeich nohach b'nei Hashem. Talk about pouring it all out, face to face, nohach b'nei Hashem, face to face with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears throughout. You don't necessarily understand why He's operating the way He is. We do know that He is involved. And the second thread that gives us a sense of a way forward is a sense of tshuva that weaves its way through the Megillah. The need for tshuva and the potential for tshuva. Almost a sense of optimism. Quiet, subdued, but there is a sense of optimism. Ironically. Because you keep talking about how we have sinned and this has happened to us. Hashem ho gal rov b'sho'eh. Kadosh Baruch Hu is responding to our chatan. But that means that our actions matter. And if our actions l'ra matter, have mattered, our actions l'tov can matter going forward. Tzadik yu Hashem ki piyu marisi. We recognize tziduk adin, Kadosh Baruch Hu is just. We did the wrong thing, but that means we can also do the right thing. There's an other side to that coin. And certainly that pasuk, the kumi roni balayla, sheshivchi kamayim libeich, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is listening. And it climaxes in the Hashivenu. Hashivenu Hashem Elechav Nashuva. And yes, we reach out for siyata d'shmaya, and we ask the Kadosh Baruch Hu to take the first step. But v'nashuva, that there's need and there's real potential for us to change and for us to rebuild the relationship, and the parts of our relationship with Kadosh Baruch Hu that have frayed terribly. And so that's, I think, a part of the avoda that's in front of us right now on a night of Tisha B'Av. As the words of Eicha unfold before us, to allow ourselves to immerse ourselves in the themes of the singular Megillah on this singular day of authenticity, of being real with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and being real with ourselves and being honest about the fact that there are things that we don't understand, that there's plenty of Eicha in our lives on a personal level, on a national level, on a world level, and being honest with ourselves about the sense of badad that we feel, a sense sometimes of we don't feel as connected with HaKadosh Baruch Hu as we wish we could, and with the lack of Beis HaMikdash, it's to be expected. There's a remoteness in the relationship. There's distance. And there's plenty of badad in our lives, often in our relationships with people. Badad with people we don't know so well, sometimes badad with people who are very close, and yet there's a sense of remoteness. And to immerse ourselves in the themes of Eicha and badad, and to immerse ourselves with authenticity in the themes of Nochach Panei Hashem, in the themes of Hashivenu Hashem Elecha V'Nashuva, to be honest about what's broken, and at the same time, to be honest, realistic, open to the quiet optimism of Megillas Eicha, to recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does care, even when we don't feel it, even when we don't see it, and that the ball is in our court to make real change. Our actions matter, they have mattered, and our good choices going forward, Yidavim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to give us the strength to be honest about what's wrong, and to be honest about our capacity to be right. Hashiveinu Hashem Eilecha v'nashuva. May we see that happen very soon.